May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 796. When we pray or when we sing or read or speak or hear or do any holy thing, be this our constant care, with a fixed and constant faith, Jesus Christ, to keep in view, trusting wholly in his death in all we ask or do. 796.
Oh, let's read together from the Word of God, Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians, reading together from chapter 4. Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians, reading together from chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his own hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us and help us to seek him at the throne of grace. O Lord, merciful, kind, and gracious unto us, that we are indeed under thy rich mercy and thy loving kindness, and oh, that we could be enabled more and more to take knowledge of it, that thy loving kindness and thy faithfulness together truly is that that is, does enable us still to serve thee and to worship thee, but thou art long-suffering towards us as we confess to many failings and shortcomings. Thou knowest, O Lord, and O, we do pray, Lord, O, that thou wouldest appear unto us at this time, still in thy loving kindness, still in the faithfulness of thy word, that thou wilt never leave nor forsake thy people. Do help us to approach unto thee, Lord, and help us to come, Lord, confessing, repenting our sins and iniquities. Help us to come, Lord, whatever state and whatever condition we may feel to be in, whether, Lord, thou hast taught us the solemn truth of that old nature that is still within us, and the solemn truth of the wayward heart and the carnality, and that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. O, still, Lord, receive us and help us to plead that precious blood of Jesus that cleanseth and healeth from all sin and from all defilement. And we feel to need that cleansing flood of that precious blood of Jesus to wash away and cleanse us from all our sins. Thy servant Jeremiah, a God-fearing man, and one indeed who truly was faithful to thee and served thee. But we do believe also in you, of the inward corruptions of his heart by nature. Heal me, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Oh, may that be our constant prayer and our constant cry before thee, Lord Jesus, as we feel the solemn truth of that sin that lieth within us by nature. Oh, do come then, Lord, now, at this time. Oh, do raise us up, Lord. We come, Lord, with all the badness of our hearts, but oh, as the sun shineth, Lord, in the skies at this time, oh, we do pray that those beams of warmth and love and healing may proceed from the Son of Righteousness, arising with healing in his wings. Lord, may we feel it. May we experience the cleansing, Lord, and may we be blessed in the comfort and the peace of it in our souls, and do help us to draw near unto thee at this time, that thou wouldest be pleased to look down upon each one of us as we have come together in thy name and in the means of grace this morning. And Lord, we each come, our need is of thee. O Lord, is it thy word? Is it our sins? Lord, is it those things that tempt us? Is it our complaints, Lord, and our infirmities? Oh, but whatever, Lord, our need is, be pleased, Lord, to come to every one of us, we pray thee. And oh, that thou wouldest be pleased to come out of all thy fullness and appear to each one of us, Lord. Oh, that we might feel, Lord, the blessing, the power and unction of thy Spirit upon us, blessing thy word to our souls, a precious Christ in the fullness of his salvation. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that thy word indeed may be seasonable to us to meet our case and our need. And so, Lord, we pray for thy presence amongst us, Lord, and that we may each be blessed, Lord. Oh, undertake our cause and our interest. We are poor, Lord, we are needy, Lord, and Lord, we look up unto thee. Oh, do, Lord, we pray thee, help us to draw near, and help us, Lord, to serve thee with a true heart, and that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to bless us with words in season to our souls. Do unto us the good that thou seest us to stand in need of, we pray thee. And we thank thee, Lord, for bringing us to this day. Oh, that, Lord, another Lord's Day in our life's pilgrimage journeying here below. Oh, Lord, we do pray, may we know the sanctifying effect of thy Spirit upon us, drawing our hearts into true worship of thy great and thy holy name, and oh, helping us, Lord, to bow down before thee in prayer and praise and in worship. And oh, Lord, that we might at this time be enabled to please thee and to honour thee and to glorify thee, that thou art pleased to dwell with and in the midst of thy people, the twos and the threes that gather together in my name. There am I in the midst. Lord, we have much to be thankful for, Lord, and we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased to draw each of our hearts and our minds up unto thyself, that we might feel after thee, Lord, in those things, Lord, that are needful to us. And we do pray, Lord, if we have come, Lord, indeed indifferent and with a careless spirit, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest be pleased to come in thy great power, Lord, and that thou wouldest convince and convict, Lord, of our sad state and condition by nature, that thou wouldest be pleased to humble our hearts before thee, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased to soften them, Lord, we pray thee. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come to each and every one of us, the eldest to the youngest, Lord, we prayerfully commit into thine ever-merciful hands. And so, Lord, we do pray that we may each be helped to be found in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, oh, ready to seek thee, Lord, and ready to serve thee, Lord, and oh, that it might be a pure and holy sacrifice, our worship to thy name, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to look down upon us each, and that we may be brought to see, Lord Jesus, that thou art indeed that one thing needful to us at this time. And we do pray through the word, be made precious to our souls. So come, Lord, we pray, draw our hearts and affections, Lord, to thee. May we be brought again and again to see the greatness of our salvation, the precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse and to heal from all sin and all defilement, but not forgetting, Lord, the awful cost, Lord, what it did take to put away our sins and iniquities. And oh, we do pray that we may be drawn to thee, Lord, and as we seek, Lord, latterly this day, to remember thee, Lord, and thy sufferings and thy death, be pleased, Lord, we pray thee, to show to us again and again our great salvation. Help us to walk humbly before thee all our days, that thou shouldest come to such vile, sinful wretches as we own ourselves to be, that thou shouldest come, Lord, in thy rich grace, change our hearts, Lord, renew them by thy grace, give repentance to us, the pardon and forgiveness of all our sins. Lord, what great mercy came to such undeserving wretches indeed. O do, Lord, we pray thee, bring us before thee, Lord, truly humbled and brought to see, Lord, again and again, that it was grace alone, not what we had done, not what we had deserved, not what we had merited. Oh, but what grace, the free love of our God in Jesus towards a sinful race. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that we might know again and again what it is, the Lord, to come before thee and to worship at thy feet, and deem it, Lord, our great mercy, that we are indeed sons and daughters of God. So, Lord, do come to us. We thank thee then for this Lord's day. Thou hast been pleased, Lord, in thy providence to bring us to this day. Oh, come now, Lord, and put living and true desires into our souls for thee, for thy word and for thy truth, for a love to thy name, for a love, Lord, for thy worship, and a love towards thy people, Lord, and as we have read, to know that unity together, the bonds of love and peace. Oh, may we know the blessing, Lord, in our souls, that it is divine love alone that has united us together and brought us together in thy name, that has formed this little church here, Lord. And oh, we do pray that it may indeed become flourishing, not only spiritually, a spiritual prosperity in each soul, but, oh, Lord, a prosperity in numbers, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to draw sinners to thyself. Lord, thou knowest how that we pray for these mercies week by week and day by day, Lord, that thy rich grace may come into the hearts of sinners, that not one that gather together here, Lord, shall ever be lost or perish, but that the blessing that they were each given by God the Father into the hands of Jesus before time began, and in time gathered through the gospel. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to come to each poor, needy soul, Lord, that desires and seeks for that mercy that flows through thy precious sin-atoning blood, and that there may be those that should come forth, Lord, and profess their faith in thy name. Lord, nothing is too hard for thee, Lord, and we commit these things to thee. We think of our families, we think of our children, we think of our children's children. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thy rich mercy may come unto them, that mercy indeed shown and revealed in the person of Jesus, his merits and what he came to do for sinners. Oh, we do pray, Lord, then, oh, that that grace may abound over all sin, and that there may be a gathering in to thy kingdom this day, Lord. We commit these things into thine ever-merciful hands. Be with us then, Lord, as we gather together. Be with, Lord, all the gatherings together in thy name. This day we particularly think of those, Lord, in our denomination, Lord, but each and every one that are found under thy truth this day. Oh, we do pray, visit amongst them, Lord, some, Lord, but few in number, and some, Lord, have reading services, and we prayerfully commit them unto thee, Lord. Oh, that that word preached aforetime may be made a living word, a spiritual word to their souls. Oh, that it may, Lord, be a word made useful and profitable. And, Lord, to the glory of thy name. And so, Lord, we pray thee, be with us then. As we gather together, be with this little company of thy people week by week as they gather together in thy name. O Lord, we do pray that thy free grace and love and mercy may come amongst them, Lord. Not only, Lord, that they might have and receive those confirmations in their souls that thou art with them and that they're journeying in the narrow way that leadeth unto life, but also, Lord, be with them, Lord, each and every one in every part and aspect of their lives, we pray thee, Lord, in their homes, in their business, Lord, in everything, Lord, concerning them. And so we prayerfully commit them unto thee, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, for thy sent servants, help them to stand forth upon the walls of Zion this day to minister forth thy gospel grace. Be mouth, matter, and wisdom for them, Lord, and use them as instruments of usefulness in thy hand. We pray thee, Lord. And so may the gospel have free course this day, Lord. Oh, may we know what it is for our poor souls to feast upon thy name, a feast of fat things, wines on the lees, fat things full of marrow, wines on the lees, well refined. Come to us each, Lord. We're poor, we're beggars. Oh, but if thou hast put a hungering into our souls at this time for thy word and thy truth, then, O Lord, we thank thee for the same. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Show him what to say, Lord. Be mouth, matter, and wisdom for him. And Lord, whether thy word be a word in rebuke, a word in correction, a word in doctrine, in righteousness, so use thy word amongst us, Lord, we pray thee, that there may be a spiritual reviving in our souls, we pray thee. And we ask these mercies for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 632. Whoever in Jesus believes, the blessing is sure to obtain. A full and free pardon Christ gives to all that confide in his name. Nor Moses, nor Satan, nor sin can sentence believers to hell. No evil, without or within, shall ever against them prevail. 632.
To 775.
Oh,
help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, and we will read from verse 30. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, and read together from verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Paul, through the Spirit of the Lord, able in this epistle and in the verses that we've read together, is able to show to them the great mercies of God that belong to them, the blessedness of what it is to have ministers of the gospel, apostles, pastors, teachers, great blessings from the Lord, gifts from him, and then also that he does exhort them that they should be found in unity, in the bonds of love and peace together, and then also that they should be helped and to walk after the new man of grace, whereby they might serve the Lord and honour him and glorify him. And so there are those exhortations here, there are those warnings also. And we do pray that this word indeed may be a word made useful and profitable to us each. For I have to say this, that I'm not exempt from this word myself, not at all. Oh, to be enabled to please him, to glorify him as our God, our Saviour, to walk humbly before him all our days, to give glory to his name for all that he is and for all that he has done for us. He has never let us down. He has never forsaken us, and we've deserved it. He has been so good to us. We have much to be thankful for. And may we be helped to know what it is to come before him more and more, to praise and to bless him for all the wonders of his grace to us. And so this word of our text, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let us just consider first the blessing of our God towards his people in the gift of his dearly beloved Son into this world. The Son of his love, the Son of his bosom. This is my dearly beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he gave him and sent him into this world because God so loved the world, not all the world, but whomsoever believeth in him, he gave his dearly beloved Son. Oh, dear friends, this is the wonderment of heaven, dear friends, come to earth. Because he come where sinful men and women were, dead in trespasses and in sins, and they were far from him. Because their sins separated from their God, the Adam nature, the awful fall that is in us by nature. But he sent his dearly beloved Son Our awful nature and our awful sins did not prevent his grace. You see, no. And then this truth, he delivered him up for us all. That is the church. Whomsoever believeth in him. Have we got an interest in this word, dear friends? Have we got a need of him? It is a great mercy if the Lord, through his word and through the gospel, will bring us to see and to feel our need of him. And in particular, the blessing of repentance and faith in his finished work, in the precious blood that he shed for sinners, faith in that precious blood. What a mercy it is to be drawn to him by the cords of his love and to know that he alone is our only hope for salvation. And if the Lord is drawing thee, if he has brought thee today with a need in thy soul, then this truth, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, dear friends, what it is to be found under the influence and the power of his Spirit, to be made willing in the day of his power, is one of the greatest blessings that can come into the soul of a poor sinner. There's no doubt about that. But grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, dear friends. If he has begun a good work, then still be found at the footstool of mercy, still be found begging at his feet, dear friends. Still seek him, that you might know this peace and pardon that flows through his precious blood. Do not fall into unbelief. Do not fall under the temptations of Satan, dear friends. No. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not turn away from that work begun. You know, there were some that followed Jesus, disciples, not his immediate disciples, but they heard his word, and it was hard for them to believe it. They couldn't receive it. And they went back and they walked no more with him. It's one of the most solemn words in Holy Scripture. Walked no more with him. Dear friends, do not turn thy back upon God's mercy. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Continue. Yes, be a beggar and come with all thy heart's sins. Yes, he knows thy sins, but show them, dear friends. Plead them. Confess them. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And there are some here, dear friends, that have known this wonderful blessing of their peace and pardon through his blood. Like the 500 pence debtor, she loved much because she had been forgiven much. See, when she came to Jesus, one that was an awful sinner, and yet, dear friends, there was no other place for her poor soul. No other one, dear friends, that can meet her case and need. Is he thy case? Is he thy need? She did not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, dear friends. She wasn't ashamed. Do not be ashamed, dear friends. Do not be ashamed to profess his name before men. Do not be ashamed to profess that name that came to save thee and to redeem thee. Do not be ashamed. No. Jesus wasn't ashamed of thee at Calvary. No, he wasn't ashamed of any one of his people. He went forth in their room and place to become their surety. He wasn't ashamed. No. He laid down his life for his people. And I say, do not fall into unbelief. If the Lord has given you a word, dear friends, to encourage thee on thy way to him, embrace that word. Hold it, dear friends. Do not fall into unbelief. The promise is to thee. You know, the children of Israel, they were blessed with the promise of their father that was given to their father Abraham, that they would possess the land. And they came to the borders of the land. And the solemn truth in respect of them, they sent spies into the land. And they came back with an evil report, except Caleb and Joshua. They came back with an evil report, not able to go into the land. And the Lord had promised the land. And they'd seen his great wonders in Egypt, his great power, the deliverance, his mighty hand. Well, dear friends, he's able to save unto the uttermost. They all fell into unbelief and their carcasses died in the wilderness, dear friends. Do not fall into unbelief. Let not your heart be hardened against his word. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And there are those that have known the blessing, salvation and redemption through his blood as the 500 pence debtor. And there are those here that can bear testimony that God sent his dearly beloved son in a very particular and a personal way to save each and every one that are here members of his church. God sent his son, dear friends, to save sinners. Let us then take up our cross and follow him, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, in respect of his dear people, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Dear friends, it isn't those things in our lives personal that are the uttermost important. There are those things necessary that we need here below. But one thing is needful. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. What is your purpose to the house of prayer this morning? Is it the deep need of thy soul? Well, dear friends, come before him. Come with all your need. But, dear friend, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Continue and urge and press thy case before him. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. It was just a first thought that I wanted to make mention of, and that is our young and our young friends and our children that gather together with us. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember him. Oh, we must bear the young ones before the Lord, but remember him. Remember him each day. Remember him when you come to the Lord's house. Remember him when you go to your schools. Remember him in all your way and path. Remember your Creator, for you are his creature. Remember him as your Creator, for in him ye live and move and have his being. Remember him who has given you intellect and wisdom to go forth into this world and to do those things necessary for our learning, our education, and ultimately for our vocation here below. Remember him, that he has given you skills and abilities to do these things. Remember him, that he is that one that has brought you to this day. Remember him, that he is thy Creator, and that he knows all about thee, but he wants you to know about him, you see, as his Creator. So remember him in the days of your youth as your Creator, and always look up to him. Always come to him for help, and always pray to him, always. Never forget him. No. Sing his praise. Bless his name. Call upon him in everything, in all your needs. Remember him and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And then there will be a serving him and following him thereafter, once that we've known and blessed, been known and been blessed by him. Let us seek to do this, dear friends, giving him the preeminence, putting him first and foremost in everything. Yes, above everything. It must come before everything. Give him the preeminence. Put him first in thy life. Put him first in thy worship. Put him first as thou dost begin the day. Begin with him. Give him the preeminence. Come to him first. Commit thy whole cause to him. You see, God, he wants to show to us his goodness. He wants to show to us his faithfulness. He wants to show to us his loving kindness. He wants to show to us his care and his keeping of us. Dear friend, but he wants us to come to him. Yes. Give him the preeminence. Put him first. And then this, dear friends, in respect of him wanting to show to us his care and his keeping and so forth towards us, he wants also to reveal to us his love and his grace. You see, give him the preeminence. He will honour them that honour him, dear friends. Put him first. I think of another word. Trust ye in him at all times, ye people. Put your trust in him at all times, ye people, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, for ye are not your own anymore. You do not belong to yourselves anymore. You belong to God. You are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. You belong to God. Let him own us, and let us own him, you see, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Trust in him at all times, putting him first in everything. Never trust to yourselves. Never trust to your own hearts. He who trusts in his own heart acts a raw and foolish part. No, trust to him and him alone. Trust in his blood and righteousness. Trust in his merits and his person. Trust in his offices and characters that he holds for us. Trust in him. If we're in the path of bodily affliction and we have to visit the earthly physician, let us go to the heavenly physician first. Give him the preeminence. Come to the heavenly physician. Then go to the earthly one. And let the Lord show his wonders of grace and love and mercy to thee, giving him the preeminence. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Do not turn away from him. Do not leave him out of thy life, dear friends. No. You'll cause shipwreck to thy soul. Do not forget him. He never forgets his people. Do not forget him. The children of Israel forgot him, didn't they? If I can just turn to the word. I believe it's in Deuteronomy 32. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations. Provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils and so forth, and to other gods. Of the rock that begat thee. Think of that. The rock that begat thee. Thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. Oh, let it not happen, dear friends. Oh, they were a rebellious lot, dear friends. Oh, they were. Let it not come upon thee. He has never forgotten his people. Let us not forget him. Let us not forget to come him. Give him the preeminence. First in everything. And friends, do not decline the throne of grace. Oh dear friends, it's a place for sinners. It's a place for the poor. It's a place for the unworthy. It's a place for those, dear friends, who feel so much of their own wretchedness by nature. It's a place for all our needs. It's a place for all our concerns. It's a place, dear friends, where we're invited and blessed to come, whatever our condition, whatever our need might be. The throne of grace has been raised up for his poor people, and they can turn into him. I think of that word that, it was a word that Mr. Ramsbottom made mention of at one of the ministers' meetings a year or two ago, but it's stuck in my poor mind, dear friends. And I'm pleased that it has, because the Lord's people, they're a praying people. Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Friends, never leave the throne of grace. Never depart from it. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. Oh, dear friends, is this our state? Is this our condition? There is none that call upon thy name. You see, none that taketh hold upon him. You know, he wants us to come to him. He does. Our God, dear friends, he wants to be, and I'm reverentially, wants to be used. He wants us to come to him. It shows, dear friends, not only our need, but it shows this, our union to him. You see, that is the truth. And oh, to come to him, the throne of grace. How many have come to that place, dear friends, with all their burdens, with all their troubles, with all their trials and difficulties. They've come to the throne of grace with them. What was the mercy shown in the word? Trust ye in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. That's what follows, isn't it? Pour out your heart before him. Come and tell him everything, dear friends, everything. He's ready to hear. They will call upon my name and I will hear them. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Is it trouble? Is it trials? Is it difficulties? Is it hardships? Whatever it is, come to him. Lay it all before him. Give him the preeminence and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. He waits to answer prayer, dear friends. Let us not despise it. Let us not turn away from the throne of grace, but come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. I was thinking of this word, that it's an application also to the ministers of the gospel. We're not exempt from this word, dear friends. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. See, Eli, in a very proper manner, he did rebuke his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and the awful things they did and the sacrifices wasn't according to the worship of God. And Eli did rebuke them, but you know, he should have taken them out of office. Yes, dear friends, he should have taken them out of office. And we know the solemn truth that came upon Eli. Let him do what seemeth him good. The priesthood was taken from his line, and everyone in his family didn't come to any great age. Any man, those through his family, never lived to see great age. No. The judgment of the Lord will come upon those who transgress his word, his worship. And then I thought of Jonah. The Lord gave him a commission to go and preach his word, and he rebelled against it. The solemn truth that came in and upon him, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. You see. And I remembered the occasion when the Lord, as clear and as audible as any word that I've ever heard, gave me the word to go forth into the ministry. Go prophesy unto my people Israel, he said, a word with power. And very solemnly I rebelled against the word. And I've thought of it so many times since. I didn't go forth before the church as I should have done. I rebelled. It seemed, dear friends, not only feeling my own poor spiritual poverty, my own weakness and insufficiency, I wasn't trusting in him, in his word. And I left it off for a few weeks, and then the Lord spake through his ministers. I went to the Lord's house, and his sermon was a text from Job. And he spent three quarters of his sermon speaking of the rebellion of Job. And it cut me through, dear friends. Cut me through. Not only did I feel the holiness of God, but I felt this also, that I had rebelled against him. I did not rise up and go forth to the church as I should. No one knew my case. But that same minister spoke 2 weeks later again from Job. The Lord, oh, how he forbears with us long. And it was the second chapter in the first verse of Job, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, I knew there was no other time, dear friends. It was there that I was under the compelling influence of his word, that I had to go forth to the work. And I tell you, it was a trembling work to think that this sinful, undone wretch should ever stand in the holy pulpits of the Lord's houses. It just didn't come into me. Didn't register. The Lord could use one so useless. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Do not grieve him, dear friends. If the Lord will give you a word, hold on to it and obey it, dear friends. I think I have a little authority to being able to say that. But then there was another word that I thought, in our lives here below, and those with whom we mix with, we will be connected with many people. In our workplace and so forth. And friends, let us be careful of their conversation. Let us be careful what we shall be speaking of. Because, dear friends, this truth, abstain from all appearance of evil. Dear friends, let us shrink from it. Their conversation is in the world. Their conversation is themselves. The pleasures of this life, the vanities of this life, earthly and time state things, and those things, dear friends, that are an abomination unto our God. And I just thought of Lot and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Job eschewed evil, dear friends. Let us do the same. Wherever sin is found, if it's in conversation, if it's worldly, you know the Lord's dear people are not of this world. Christ's kingdom is not of this world. No. Let us shrink from it, dear friends. There may be those with whom we're connected with in our workplace and so forth, but we do not have to mingle amongst their vain conversations. No, let us flee from it and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. We will need help in respect of these things. But then, there's another truth, dear friends. The Lord's Day. Let us seek to honour him upon his day. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honourable, and shalt honour him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Oh, let us be enabled to honour him on his day. Let it be a pure and a holy sacrifice that we make towards his worship, that we might glorify his name, and that we might be helped, dear friends, to know more and more of the blessing of his salvation. Let us honour him. Let us walk before him this day. The worldling will follow their own course, dear friends. Let us take up our cross and follow Jesus. And it is here in the worship of his name. And deem it, dear friends, the greatest blessing that can come to thy soul to be found in the Lord's house this day. Satan out there has the largest congregation. Let us be of that little remnant that have turned aside and honour him and walk before him this day. I know that there are those things, dear friends, to do in respect of mercy and so forth. But let us honour him upon his day and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And then let us know what it is to know this love towards each other. Let us know what it is to forgive each other as Jesus forgave us. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, dear friends, let us follow Jesus. Let us be like-minded. Let us seek unity together. It's a spiritual bond. It's a spiritual love. It's a holy love. Let us seek that and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Let us be in union with each other. Let us seek the same things. Let us each rejoice in the same God and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Our time is gone, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Have you thought of the day of redemption, dear friends? It's not the first redemption that we're speaking of here, the redemption of the soul through the blood and righteousness of Jesus with the pardon and forgiveness of all our sins. It's that day that the Lord is coming again. When did you last consider that day? When did you last consider that the Lord is coming again? When was it last found in your heart, dear friends, that the Lord is coming again? Glorious truth. When did you last think about it? When did you last pray about it? For the Lord Jesus has bidden us to do. He said, be watch. He said, watch. Be sober. Against that day, are we waiting for him? This day of redemption? It's that glorious day, dear friends, when he will come again and bless the church with eternal life. When did you last think of eternity? When did you last pray about it? When did you last fall into meditation about it? Eternity is only a little away. As I thought last evening, the words of James that concerning our life, it is as but a vapour that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. That is our life. A moment. When did you last think of eternity? Jesus is coming. This is the redemption, dear friends, when those that are in the graves will rise up and those that are on the earth will be changed in the twinkling of an eye and meet with them. When did you last think about it? The Lord Jesus bid his disciples to consider it for the comfort of their souls. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again unto you. It was that where I am, there ye may be also. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, dear friends. Let our minds be settled upon the promise and the blessing. Well, our time is limited, and I had other things to say, but I shall have to leave it there at the moment. May the Lord bless the word. Amen.
Begin my tongue some heavenly theme, and speak some boundless thing, the mighty works or mightier name of our eternal King. Hymn number 14.
Thank you.
thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.